Hello.
And
welcome
to
Fingers
Crossed
Podcast,
the
finale
episode
you've
been
waiting
and
dreaming
and dreading
expecting
because it has to end. All good things.
Welcome back to Fingers Crossed, you guys. We thought we would share the intro this time as it is our finale episode. Also, this was made possible because we are recording together in person live from New York City.
Why did I think you're about to bring in some sort of sponsor that I didn't know about? This is made possible by our friends at American Airlines.
Oh my God. No, they actually made it really hard for me to check into my flight. So let's not be sponsored by American Airlines.
We love please. You, American. Maybe not, but prove it to us. Anyway, we no longer are accepting partnerships because the podcast is no longer continuing after this episode. But thank you to those who have supported us along the way.
Yes.
And I hope that American Airlines crashes. Not crashes.
Oh my
like the
God.
Plane. Sorry, no. I meant I
I'm
hope
about
your flight.
To fly no, American I, Airlines later.
This
Don't
is
say
going
that.
Terribly. That's not how sentence structure is really escaping me today. But I was saying I hope that the system crashes and you can't take your flight and you're stuck here in New York with me forever. Because I've loved having you here and it makes me sad
you.
You have to leave. So
I know it was a really short trip, but we packed a lot of really fun stuff into it. Case in point, we were on at the Times Square Margaritaville last night.
Not just, there's multiple places you could be in Margaritaville also. I'll have
the
you
rooftop,
know. The
rooftop.
The 30-second rooftop
of
view.
Margaritaville at their bar, their open-air bar. And we were wearing foam Statue of Liberty hats that we got at the souvenir shop downstairs. And just ringing in Christy's birthday the best way that we know how by making a fool of ourselves in public.
It was such an amazing weekend and I'm already sad that it's like over. I hate these, like, I mean, I don't hate it because I love the recap, but like how at the end of Nashville we did that episode, like it's just sad when we're recapping it and we're no longer living it, you know what I mean? And we're just like reflecting. We'll always have the memories and the pictures and it just went so fast, of course.
It did.
But
it really did.
Time together always does.
And we're going to have more adventures to come. As
yes.
There always will be.
Amen.
But yes, as you guys know, or maybe you don't know, because we announced this in our last episode as well as on our social media. But if you haven't been like super caught up, totally fine. But yes, this is the announcement. This is our final new episode of the podcast that we will be releasing. We won't have any more new content. The podcast episodes that we've made are going to still be out there for you to re-listen to.
They will live in infamy.
Like The Simpsons, you can just keep re-watching those reruns. But we are no longer able to keep making new content because, and we kind of have talked about this last week, but just I have started a new full-time job and Christy is working at her company as well as like social media stuff. And when we first started this podcast, it was the height of the pandemic, like summer of 2020. We had all the time in the world to devote to it, to finding amazing guests and doing the social media and, you know, researching and planning out super thoughtful episodes and engaging with you guys because we weren't going out anywhere. There were no social plans. There was no trips to plan. There was no, I'd been laid off of both my jobs. Like we had everything to devote to this podcast. And now as life is picking back up and it's been almost 2 years, we're just not in the same place anymore. And we absolutely love doing this. We love recording these episodes and being with you guys. But unless we were going to go into full-time podcasting, it's gotten to a point where we are not able to devote the time to it that it deserves.
Yeah. And we want it to be, you know, I feel like we have dragged it out almost in a sense because it is something that's so hard for us to give up. And it was a very tough decision that we delayed multiple times. Like when Sierra started her full-time job a few months ago, when did you start? Like February, March?
Beginning of March.
March. Yeah. We had this conversation where it was like the week before Sierra started her job. And I was like, so, cause we used to record on Fridays.
Yeah.
She
Friday
worked part time. And then she had a few months between the jobs where she had like a flexible schedule and I've always had Fridays off. So that worked well for us. And, I was like, so, when are we going to record this? And she's like,
yeah, I just didn't even think about it because like,
It's tough to do remotely to begin with when you're not in the same time zone and operating on different schedules and having your time be demanded by such, you know, big things in our lives like work and social lives and all that
and when I would wake up on like Saturday morning, I'd be like, oh, this is perfect time for me to record. It's like 9 a.m. I've got energy. I haven't done anything yet today. And then for Christy, it's noon and she's in the middle of her day. And you know, I can't just do it on my own time and she can't do it on her own time because we're literally, it's a together thing. So it just, we had to be realistic that our last few episodes we've put out over the last few months, just, and I'm not saying they've been bad episodes, like I've loved doing them, but they just, they're not.
We haven't been able to put as much time.
No, yeah, we haven't been able to put, yeah, and we moved to bi-weekly, and we aren't able to devote the time to it that it deserves. And you guys are, our listeners are so amazing, and you've been listening every week and supporting us, and you deserve high quality, thought out content that we just at this time cannot, like, don't have the capacity to do. And another thing that we talked about in our last, remember we did burnout, we did two episodes of talking about different types of burnout and stuff. Yes. And as you get older, you realize more and you prioritize more that something's got to give. You can't, like you said, give 150% to a million things, because what ends up happening is you do a bunch of things subpar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm at the stage in my life where I really am loving rest and trying to prioritize rest and prioritizing having time for my social relationships. And, you know, unfortunately, it's just, anyway, everything has a season, a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And we've had almost 2 years of this podcast. This will be our 87th episode, mm-hmm. which is amazing. And
so you have 86 other episodes to go back and listen to whenever you're missing, fingers crossed. And I guarantee, I mean, maybe there are some people out there that listened to every single episode, and that's like amazing. And we love you.
If you did, give yourself a pat on the back, because that is an amazing accomplishment.
Dude, if you did, give us a message and maybe we'll send you a free trip to Mexico. I don't know.
Yeah.
But really, maybe. Just any sort of support. Like, even if you just discovered this last week and you're just listening to, like, this is your third episode listening or something like that, there's so much other content to go back and listen to and reflect on. And even if you have heard them before when it first came out 2 years ago, you know, we did a couple of re-uploads, and I think that you always glean something new based on the context of what you're going through in that time.
Absolutely.
And what you've learned in the time since you first heard it. Like, I'll reread books and get completely different lessons out of them. And I can't wait to look back and when I'm missing this, like, re-listen to our episodes, mm-hmm. and our conversations and how we've changed, and also the new experiences I've had since we recorded it that might reflect, you know, maybe I feel differently about something, or, you know, learn a different lesson from your perspective on something. Like, you just never know. So I'm glad that we do have those to look back on. And I feel like it's the kind of thing where you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. We didn't want the podcast to become the villain of just, like, continuing to last minute half-ass episodes that weren't beneficial enough to you all who listen. And I know that you guys, a lot of you will message us and just say, like, we just like listening to you talk and hearing your back and forth and your dynamic and everything. But we just also need to be realistic about what we can handle for our own, you know, it takes editing. It takes more time than you might realize, than we might have realized in the beginning, even. And we just want it to not be that much of a, you know, we don't want it to be something that stresses us out. It always wanted to be like a good outlet for us. And it became something where it was like, oh no, we have to do this. We have to get this up. We weren't enjoying it as much because it took so much of our very spare or very rare free time to begin with, I think is where it was going. So we very much love the podcast and we are very sad that it's ending. And
it's tough. We literally struggled with this decision a lot. We went back and forth. We, you know,
Sierra didn't want it to end. No. I when you started your full-time job, I was like, I feel like it's just not sustainable for us. We need to, like, phase it out. And Sierra was the one, that's where we compromised to do bi-weekly episodes. We're like, if we have every 2 weeks, like, we'll have so much more time to prepare for it and blah, blah, blah. And then what ended up happening is we would 2 weeks of procrastination of doing it at the last minute instead of one.
I know, it did. So. And yeah, so, but I love these conversations. I love also it's blocked out time that I get to spend with you, like, and that we, you know, wouldn't have probably prioritized at such a level otherwise.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and it's brought us even closer, I feel like, in our friendship, and like explored different topics that we never would have brought up to begin with. So we talked about that before. But just in case, you know, you haven't heard us go on our soapbox before, it's been such
a great
learning lesson for us and our own individual growth in the past 2 years. And we really hope that it has been for you too, in whatever capacity you've been a part of it. And we just really, really appreciate you all who are listening and your support. And whether that's been you've listened to 5 episodes and never said a single thing to us, or you respond to every single one of our stories on Instagram, and, you know, you've had your stories read on the podcast, and you engage with everything, like, we, every phase of support and whatever you're able to engage with us, like, means the absolute world. And we it hasn't gone unnoticed. And, like, it's been so like rewarding for us in this journey too. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
From the bottom of our hearts and the bottom of our butts, because they're probably bigger. we are, like Christy said, just so honored and grateful. And it means, it makes it all worth it every time we just get one message about how we've reached somebody. And that's something that we're really excited to share a little bit later in this episode, is we asked you guys to write in about, you know, your favorite episodes, your favorite moments. And it really meant a lot to us. Christy got, we got an email yesterday while we were at brunch, and Christy read it to me. We'll read it again later, but she read it to me while we were at brunch, and I just started tearing up, because it's really an honor to know that your words have meant the world to someone else.
Or even a small thing to someone else.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just having that realization, because so often when you do something like this, where it's, you know, a podcast doesn't have as much immediate feedback as maybe some other platforms, or, you know, when we would get like comments or reviews that were negative or critiquing, you know, nicely, it would sometimes, you just hear those more, like you hear the negatives more. And then at the last minute to get messages from people that are like, hi, I've been like silently listening for 2 years and this changed my life. And it's just having those like realizations or things brought to your attention, like, it just really makes it worth it for us. And like, very glad, because I don't know, sometimes like we'll be making an episode and when we're stressed out with other things and work is really weighing on us and we had to like do something at the last minute, we're like, oh, why are we even doing this? But it's, this has been such a reminder, I think, reflecting on it with you all and getting those messages that we'll read has been such a good way to close it, I feel like, because it's just a good reminder that like, maybe we weren't shouting into the void and there's someone out there on the other end who listened every week and really appreciated it. So thank you if you are that person.
Summer, it can be sweaty, but you don't have to be. With MeUndies light and breathable micromodal fabric, you can stay comfortable and cool all summer long. They have super fun seasonal prints, tons of styles to choose from in sizes extra small through 4XL, so you can bring the beach to you without ever leaving your home. If you do dare to brave the heat and venture to the pool or beach, check out their new and improved swimwear styles. They're soft, stretchy, and sustainably made. Make it a soft summer with MeUndies. So MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you can get 15% off. If you sign up for their free-to-join membership, you can apply that 15% off to their already discounted membership prices. So to get 15% off your first order and an 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/fingers crossed. That's MeUndies.com/fingers crossed.
Did you say no-show socks? Because I have the brand for you, kid. I am obsessed with Peds. If you guys watch my YouTube videos, you actually would know this, because I have so many different kinds of socks from Peds, and they're like my favorite ones to wear. I have their all-day active socks, which are great for working out. They work with a lot of my tennis shoes, active shoes for going to the gym. But then they also have some like super no-show socks with little grippies on the back of the heel, so they stay up.
I love that.
I know, it actually does help a lot, because especially when they're like thinner, so you can accommodate your shoes and everything, you don't want them falling down, because I hate the feeling of when you have a sock inside your shoe.
It's that's the
like
absolute worst.
A free agent that's just under your heel.
The person who complains about a pebble in your shoe has never had a no-show sock balled up in your shoe, because that's worse.
But that will not happen with Peds, because they make them form to your feet. They're so comfortable, breathable. They definitely don't show. So I would highly recommend checking them out. You guys can click the link in our show notes and they will take you to the page where you can get Peds, or you can just go and shop for them at your nearest Target.
Christy had back in 2020, it was like January. Christy, I could like go back and find the text messages. Christy had been asking me to start a podcast for so long. She was like, oh, we've got a, you know, I have this great idea. We could do this, you know.
It actually started from the first time that you visited me in New York in October of 2019.
Oh, okay.
Because I had just moved into that new apartment. I had only been in New York for like a couple months at that point. And I remember that we recorded, you like were in my vlog, obviously, because I was vlogging everything.
Oh, yeah.
And we did a HelloFresh sponsored segment where both of us were cooking and we were talking about HelloFresh and we were just like shooting the shit and being our crazy selves. And someone commented, they're like, you guys need to have a podcast. Like, you're so entertaining to watch together. And I sent a screenshot to Sierra and I was like, LOL. And I was like, what if? and then that planted the seed. And then,
but that was 2019, and so I was working three jobs, and I was like, there is no way in Sam Heck that I have time to do something else. And then, lo and behold, COVID came around, and then right after the world shut down, I remember getting a message like a month later from Christy, being like, sending the same text message, being like, "Hey, so
about that podcast.
About you being too busy for that podcast." And I'm like, "Ma'am, I just lost all my jobs. Please be sensitive." But
no, that's not how it
went. I'm joking. I'm joking.
But yeah, I definitely think it was always a pipe dream, and I don't want to call the pandemic a blessing in disguise, but it's like
silver lining. It was a silver lining.
That's a good way to put it. If something that we never really thought we could actually do, and I'm really glad that we did have this chapter that we got to, you know, share with you all. Too. And on a selfish note, when I was a kid, I always wanted to have my own radio show.
Uh-huh.
And I never did that. I always said when I went to college, I was going to like get one of those, you know, Chapman radio shows, uh-huh. even though they were very easy to get. Like, I don't know why I didn't do it. I think I just, whatever. But basically, this has been that that come to fruition for me, is having this podcast and being able to talk and you guys listening. And I haven't been able to play my favorite music necessarily as you went on a radio show, but I feel like it's been even better. Then 8-year-old me imagined when I was touring Princeton and saw that they had a radio show.
Well, you got to read a bunch of ads, and they do that on the radio. So
this is true. You know, thank you, HelloFresh, for supporting my dreams of becoming a radio host so I can read your ads.
Or how about the ad, the one that I edited for this episode and last episode, that's like, I added the like Bow Chicka Wow Wow music that's like.
Yes, you guys will hear that.
Yeah. Do you have a hard time with your socks? And the music's like, wow, 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 wow.
But she really does have a hard time with her. Sorry, I was just leaning back. She really does have a hard time with her socks. So we really do love you, pets. But anyway, besides that, it's just been such a great journey. And I feel like it's come to a good point. Like, I think this is full circle almost that you're here in New York.
It is.
You know, 3 years, well, 2.5 years later of, you know, having those lessons and having that pipe dream that we never thought would come to fruition. And we've grown so much on the other side of it and have all of these memories to look back on and the content that will live on. And honestly, like, don't unsubscribe for the podcast, because we were saying, you never know if we might just record an episode for the hell of it.
Yeah, don't unsubscribe.
To a life update or something. Yeah, we thought about that.
We were like, what if, you know how Taylor Swift will just like drop an album and no one knew it was coming? It's like, and I'm saying we're at that level of importance. So what if, you know, come September, we've been busy or not busy for 2 weeks. And we're like, hey, what if we just dropped an episode of the podcast?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should expect that, because it's not something we have planned, but we will still have this channel. Like,
we want to keep the door open somehow. And it's not necessarily a goodbye forever. Like, you never know what the future holds, but at this moment, this is what makes sense for us, is to let it go for now. And you never know, if something's meant to be, it'll come back to you. If not, set it free, something like that, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on, I feel like we've kind of reiterated the points that we have also said before, but just a big thank you is the ultimate underlying message of this. And what we really wanted to convey to you all is, you know, your support has not gone unnoticed, and we wouldn't be here and we wouldn't have the show without you, obviously. So you're the best. And we wanted to include you all in this final wrap-up episode, because obviously, why wouldn't we? We love reading your stories. That's honestly, maybe we should reflect a little bit on like our favorite parts of the podcast and episodes and everything, because I loved the like listener stories based episodes. And I know that's like not necessarily because of us, obviously, and like anyone could read those, but like I think it really reflected the community that we cultivated with this podcast, and like how we were able to connect with people that were similar and resonated with us, but also so different at the same time, and learn from each other in those stories. Like, I remember the episode we recorded around the election, when we were like, we don't know how this is going to go, we need an uplifting episode, and just like the random acts of kindness that people wrote in about.
That
and like,
was such a special episode. I love that one.
Yeah. And I really loved the first gratitude episode, because I feel like that was one of our big early breakthrough episodes, where you used to view gratitude as this like shameful, like shaming yourself thing. And we had that breakthrough of like, it doesn't have to be that way. And it is like a practice that can enrich your life if done properly. And it doesn't have to be a like, you know, should yourself kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's so many good episodes. I love the Maddie Dewey episode talking about social media and like getting very deep underlying causes of like cultural shifts because of social media.
I loved our episode with Mia too, when we were talking about, you know, some of the techniques of the it's not diabolical behavioral therapy. That's not it. Dialectic behavioral therapy. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, and just learning some of those tools and techniques, as well as understanding of like how the pandemic changed like our brains, and essentially how to give yourself grace that like you know, just like so many things that I feel like have taught us about essentially just being kind to yourself and like not putting such stress and pressure on your lives. And then just, yeah, hearing all your guys' stories about things you've experienced that make us feel less alone and that we get to share with the rest of you. So it just feels like we've created this little online community of people that are all just trying to get through it together.
Yeah. Ah, such a good time. I also really love looking back and just like the funny ones too.
Oh my
like
gosh.
The ones, what was the one we did that was the BuzzFeed quiz that will tell you when you're going to get married.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Yeah, no,
and that
I
was
do.
Before Sierra got engaged and now she actually knows when she's going to get married. And I'm pretty sure the quiz told you you weren't going to get married.
Yeah, it said you were going to get married in June of 2025 and I was never going to get married.
So maybe I'll record an episode on that date, like June, whatever it was. It's in my calendar. Yeah. 2025, and I'll update you guys if I'm married or not. Yeah. And yeah, like there's so many life things that we're still going through. And like, I know that people really wanted to hear about your wedding planning process and how that's going to go. Like maybe we'll record an episode, you know, after Sierra's wedding and just like,
yeah, play by, we'll record an episode at my wedding and we'll do a play by play.
At the altar. We'll just record the entire wedding and post it on
Excuse me, officiant. We need to record an episode right
exactly.
now.
Just so many like moments where, and obviously if you guys listen to my solo episode that I did a couple months ago about self-sabotaging and like opening up more and becoming more vulnerable, I feel like this podcast has been such a key, I don't want to say pusher, but it's been such a key factor in me like realizing that journey for myself and working on my vulnerability. And like Sierra's been there like trying to help me open up in ways that were like not pushing my own boundaries and still challenging myself and realizing that, you know, vulnerability is strength and everything like that. Like I think having this podcast platform and having those conversations really kind of showed me where my own walls were that I needed to challenge myself and mm-hmm. like pushed me to improve those things about myself on my own time and then maybe throughout the podcast too. But I think it challenged you in ways too, like you said, with confrontation and with, you know, pushing your own definitions of what gratitude is and giving yourself grace and all of those things mm-hmm. and your own accomplishment complex. What's the word?
Oh, my productivity complex.
Yes.
Yeah,
I feel like you've
yeah.
had a lot of breakthroughs with that too throughout different episodes. And I just feel like it's really been such a springboard for us in our own journeys that it's invaluable really.
It has. I think I just feel so much more comfortable with myself as a person after having this podcast and, mm-hmm. you know, coming to terms with who I am and what I can be. And, you know, just to not worry so much about perfection and, you know, I'm learning boundaries too. I feel like my levels of boundaries are in such a better place mm-hmm. than they were before.
Totally.
I can't even, I'm on Anchor right now and I'm scrolling through all of our episodes, just like looking at the titles and remembering them.
When we used to rhyme every single title.
Yeah. Guys who rap and dating apps. Mirror stress, a dieting mess. Making friends and how much you spend.
Dude, just sorry, I'm backtracking. If you haven't listened to Guys Who Rap and Dating Apps, like that's still one
literally
of our like most best feedback
one of our
episodes.
Best
and that was like
episodes
the
of
third
all
one.
Time. Truly. Like the stories we got. Like,
so
I think
funny.
Going on bad first dates is just a
content.
Universal experience.
It's
like we all like.
We've
and
all been there.
We all think we've had the worst first date of all time. No, someone people from that episode have had the worst first date of all time.
And honestly, like I loved our every job we've ever had episode
oh,
two.
Yeah.
Like that was when
you
the Dr.
Paying,
Phil.
Paying bills and Dr. Phil.
Yes,
every
like,
job we've ever had.
That was the second episode, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it the first? No, we
it
did an intro
one. It was
one.
The second.
Yeah. And that was such a like funny episode that was so raw of us. We didn't really know what we were doing in podcasting yet, so it was really just reflecting like our normal conversations and like inside jokes with you all too.
And I just want to like, go back and listen to these early ones. Yeah, that was, we were just trying to get through the pandemic, and I honestly think that this podcast, that's something else. I've talked to my parents about this too, that I mentally was not doing well in the pandemic. I didn't have any jobs. And especially when I hadn't even began to unpack my productivity complex, like I just felt so useless. I felt like I was a waste of space. I felt like I was just waiting for life to start up again. And this podcast gave me such a place to focus my energy and to have something productive to do that was fun and meaningful and engaging, and where I felt like I was making a difference in the world in some small way. I like, it really saved me through those couple years while we were dealing with that. And I'm just looking back at some of the, when we were recording these, you know, like August of 2020 and early September of 2020, I'm just, you know, and Christy came out and stayed in LA for a while. I'm just really, really grateful.
Yes. Well, on that note of our gratitude and our favorite episodes, let's share some of the messages that we got from you all about your favorite episodes and what the podcast meant to you. So we asked on our stories, we got DMs, we got emails. So we're just going to go through and share some of the messages that we received, and maybe you'll hear your own. So here we go. Oh, this is nice. Someone said in response to favorite episodes, I loved Christy's solo episode where she was super vulnerable about the things that she'd been working on and just her life and things. It was so brave of her to post that, and I admire listening to it and admire the vulnerability. Oh, she said, I love listening to it. Sorry, I also just harped my own horn that I just talked about, so.
No, but that's nice to know that like what you felt, other people felt too. Hi, one of my favorite episodes was the lessons that you learned from college. I listened to it the summer after graduating, and it really resonated with me, and it was great for my own reflections on college. I also loved the bucket list episode, five-year plans, maintaining friendships, and all of the dating app stories. Mm-hmm. Just so many good ones, it's so hard to pick a favorite. I've been watching Christy's YouTube videos since high school, and I love Semester at Sea videos because I've always wanted to study abroad. I feel like I've grown up with you guys. I'm just a few years behind. I'm 22 now, and I have loved listening to the podcast and hearing about your experiences. I'm so sad to see the podcast go, but thank you for all the advice and life stories. Sometimes it feels like you read my mind and what I'm currently struggling with and go super in-depth into your own experience, and it has helped me so much. Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. This is kind of also a longer DM that we got, and it's very kind. It says, I don't have a specific episode that really stood out to me as being a favorite, but I do have some positive lessons I've learned from the podcast itself. There's a bit of backstory. I've struggled tremendously with my mental health throughout my 20s. It impacted me in a lot of ways and kept me from completing a lot of milestones I felt were necessary. Just recently, I finally got a diagnosis of bipolar 2 disorder, and because of that, I finally found a medication that works. While my life is better now, it's still painful to think about the years I lost to my mental illness. Fingers crossed helped me to realize that society expectations and made-up timelines mean nothing. You both helped me realize that life is about creating a version of yourself that I love and I can be proud of. I'm so happy to say that I've done that. So thank you so much for giving me the perspective on life that I needed while in my 20s.
Oh, see, I'm already tearing up. That's so nice.
And I feel like that's really at the core of what we've wanted to be, you know? Yeah. Just like a sounding board of everyone trying to figure out their paths in this tumultuous time of life of like, no one's behind, no one's ahead. You're not less than because you didn't achieve X, Y, and Z in this predetermined time. Everyone's just trying to figure it out in their own way. And we all go through the same struggles and we all share worries and have, you know, the same thoughts, and no one's alone in this like crazy journey. And we're all just trying to, you know, find the best path for ourselves that looks different.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who like are writing and saying they didn't know we were ending. Yeah, it kind of was like a surprise. I mean, I guess we announced it in the episode that just came out, and then
on Instagram.
But like, if you are just maybe one or two episodes behind and you haven't seen our socials, like, I totally get that. Oh, this is so sweet. She said, my heart is crushed, but I understand that the chapter is over and maybe it's time for a new one. I support you, girlies, no matter what.
Oh, here's one that says, hi, I'm 25 and I've been watching your YouTube for probably 7 years now, and now the podcast. I like the one about gratitude and the other one about journaling and lighting your journal on fire afterwards. Oh my god, yeah, that episode
such a good one about like
it was unexpected. Like, we weren't planning to talk about that, and we both just unloaded like how we were feeling about the craziness of our lives, of like not knowing what was happening.
Yeah, and that was such a good episode because we had a whole episode planned, and then our intro just got longer and longer, and we're like, well, this is what needs to happen right now.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry, I just side noted her message, but continuing what she said. I like the one about journaling and lighting the journal on fire afterwards. Your podcast is the first one I ever listened to, and I remember y'all first started doing it. I would go to the park and walk for an hour and listen. I was trying to stay sane during the COVID lockdown. I was working in the ER as a paramedic and was trying to decompress. So much has happened since I first started listening. I moved out of my apartment and bought a house with my husband, still working in the ER. My mom unexpectedly passed away last year. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. And now my husband and I are trying for a baby. It's crazy how no matter what is going on, listening to the podcast was stress relieving and just nice. I've been listening to it the last few months on my way home from work. It's an hour drive at midnight after a 12-hour shift, and it's helped me stay awake and make it home countless times. Oh, that's so nice. She ends with, anyway, thank you for doing the podcast as long as y'all did. I will miss it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh my god, someone just sent us a picture of Concord.
Oh my Remember gosh.
We were going to go to Concord and record an episode there.
We were.
We okay, still might.
If we end up in, okay, I'm going to say this right now. If Christy and I somehow end up in Concord, New Hampshire, we will do a surprise episode to commemorate it.
We will. Like, we have to. Because we have to. This is just a stone that's been unturned in my life. Like, I can't.
When I was in New Hampshire before I came to New York, I was in New Hampshire 2 days ago visiting Jason's family, and I drove past Concord, and I was telling his cousin in the car about this story, and he was like, but why would you go to Concord, New Hampshire? Like, it sucks.
There is no why. There's only Concord.
I know. And I was like, you it's like an inside joke from childhood. You'd have to be there. And he's like, okay. He's like, do you want to drive through it now? And I'm like, no, absolutely not. Like, no, I cannot see it without Christy being there. Like, they would literally ruin it if I saw it without her. So I also sent Christy a picture of the Concord sign. But thank you so much to Brianna for sending us a picture of Concord. That was great.
Okay, this is an email that was written in that is so sweet. This is actually the one that we read at brunch that Sierra mentioned.
Aww.
And that's when we were like, okay, we can't read these the rest of these until we do the episode because it just means so much and we are going to get emotional. But anyway, this is, hi, Sierra and Christy. I've sort of been a silent listener over the last couple of years in that I don't often comment on things, but hearing that this is the end of Fingers Crossed Pod, I wanted to share this with you. Your podcast got me through the hardest time in my life so far. In the height of the pandemic, I was working a corporate job I absolutely hated, living alone and quarantined from everyone, depressed beyond measure. But what always cheered me up and made me laugh was at the end of my workday, I'd go for a couple mile walk and turn on your podcast. There were days when one single thing I had to look forward to was my walk and listening to your podcast. Mm-hmm. You guys had such a good balance of funny and realistic life advice. And as a now 25-year-old, I can't say thank you enough. It was so, so refreshing to get good advice, but also hear that you were going through similar things as I was. Happy for you guys for the new adventures, but I couldn't let it end without telling you thank you for being a part of what got me through a tough time in my life. Now I'm living in a new state. A new incredible job I love. I got help for my depression. I'm engaged. We bought a new puppy. So many things in life to be thankful for. Best of luck on everything. And I've been an OG Strawberry Electric fan, so I'll be keeping up with you on YouTube. Thank Aww. You. So kind. That's just
so
like
sweet. Thank you so much. So we got another message, another email from a girl who had been going through a super, super tough time with everything in her life. And she says, podcasts have helped me so much through this difficult time of trying to heal from this trauma that I didn't see coming. Fingers Crossed was the first podcast I ever started listening to, and if you two hadn't created this podcast, I would have never been able to get the comfort that I do out of yours and other people's podcasts. Thank you so much for starting this podcast and bringing me so much comfort during this really hard time. You both have really made a difference in my life, and I appreciate it so much. I'm sad to see the podcast go, but I'm glad I got to experience it for as long as I did. I wish you guys the best in your life endeavors.
Thank
you so much. And you know what? It's like The Simpsons. We're still going to be there. Just go back and re-listen.
I'm not sure if The Simpsons is
done. Do they
done.
Make new content? If so, then that's a terrible analogy. I just like any show you love that has reruns.
Friends yeah, is over. But they still have pop-ups. They still have.
They had merch. They had a reunion thing where all the actors came back and did a show on Ellen or something.
Anyway, thank you all for writing in, and thank you all for silently listening. Whatever it is, even if you didn't have time to like write us a long message or anything like that, just like even the people that are just saying so sad it's over, we are too, and we're right there with you, and we really appreciate your support and your time that you've also invested in us listening and engaging and all of that, and it's just a really good time to look back on, I would say. It's been a tough time in external ways, but I think this has been a good silver lining, as you put it so eloquently.
Absolutely.
To look back on.
This one girl, in the short response to her favorite episode, she said, the childhood stories one, I still think about the Lewis and Clark play.
Me too. Every freaking day.
Do you remember, you guys, kidding. If you haven't listened to that, it was Christy telling the time when she and her best friend wanted to be Lewis and Clark in the Lewis and Clark play.
And a girl transferred into my school because we were doing this play so she could steal the role of Clark. And then the day after, clearly I'm not bitter about this stuff.
No, not at all.
The day after the play ended, and the curtains closed, and she got her goddamn flowers after stealing the role of Clark, she withdrew from the school and never came back and went back
that
to homeschooling.
That is so wild.
Like, what? Lewis and Clark, of all plays. It's not even like The Sound of Music. Like, this was my music teacher wrote this play. Like, this was not a famous play. Like, she just, anyway.
That's great. This next one says, I'm just reading some short answers right now. She says, my favorite was the burnout episode. I've recommended it to my friends because I don't think people talk about it enough.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you for your recommendations. That was so a recent sweet. One.
Yeah. I feel like even though it's been harder to invest time, like there are some recent episodes that I've been really proud of. Even the last one that we uploaded, the like shifting life priorities and maintaining your friendships throughout your 20s. Like I thought that was such a good lesson and I learned so much from the people that wrote in too. And I don't know. I just think that like there's so many good things to reflect on.
Yeah. Somebody said in the short answers that her favorite was the one from last week. She said, I needed that advice in that exact moment.
That's so great. So much of that happened too, like randomly throughout when we were recording the podcast, when we would post like, we're doing an episode on this, like, let us know your thoughts. We would get so many responses like, how do you guys read my mind of what I need to hear right now in this moment? And it just means so much that like we're actually doing things that resonate with you all and are timely in what we're all going through, maybe in different ways. Someone says the apologizing episode. I forgot about that one, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. Mm-hmm. Because we started with just like when not to – wait, no, we didn't start with how not to apologize, but when to know when you're wrong, like how to apologize.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we did an episode following up on that about like – stop apologizing because you're not actually sorry. I actually really like that episode too because I feel like so many people struggle with that even without realizing it. Like they just second nature apologize for everything when they mm-hmm. don't actually mean it. And not in a malicious way, but just something especially women go through. Someone said, guys who rap in dating app lives free in my mind. True.
Yeah, that was such a great way to start out.
Anyway, in final moments on the mic.
In conclusion, you guys have meant the world to us, and we really, just to reiterate, are so grateful and happy and blessed to have had all of your support throughout these last couple of years, and it just means the world. So thank you so much. We wouldn't have had this show without you. We'll be together again, and you know, you'll see me in Christy's vlog and on our Instagrams. You should follow our personal Instagrams if you don't already. This is not just a shameless self-promotion, but because
It's a shameful self-promotion.
We will show up in each other's Instagrams, especially with me getting married next year and Christy being a bridesmaid. You don't want to miss – or maid of honor, excuse me.
Jeez.
Christy and Sophie are my maids of honor. I can't speak English. Anyway.
You won't want to miss it. Stay tuned, folks. The content will not end, just the podcasting bit of it. So thank you very much once again.
Love you. Yes, our personal Instagrams are Sierra Michelle Green is mine, all one word, and she's Christy Vetter, Kristee Vetter, like as in better with a V.
That's our show, folks.
And that's all. I don't know how to like wrap. This is awkward.
I think there's only one thing we have to say, and that's
go to Margaritaville in Times Square and say hi to Jimmy Buffett.
And then
keep your fingers crossed. We both just made a sad face at the because we're recording the video with this, so we both just made a sad face on the video.